For KBIA in Columbia, I'm Trevor Hook. As Missouri nears its 1,000th COVID-19-related death, KRPS's Fred Fletcher Fierro tells us that cases in the southwest part of the state continue to rise.
For the second week in a row, the Joplin area, which includes counties in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas, has been named by the Dartmouth Atlas Project to have the highest case growth rate in the country. Dr. Elliot Fisher, who works on the project, warns that the worst is yet to come.
You have a doubling rate of about every 7 days. If it's not already being slowed down, we would not be surprised to see the numbers double in Joplin over the next week.
The outbreaks have been tied to meatpacking plants and assisted living facilities in the area. Last week, Joplin City Council voted against having a face covering ordinance. For KRPS, I'm Fred Fletcher Fierro in Webb City.
Protesters are calling for the removal of a statue of St. Louis's namesake, a French king turned saint who burned manuscript copies of Jewish religious texts during the Middle Ages. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that about a dozen police officers stood between a total of nearly 200 protesters and defenders of the statue gathered Saturday at the Apotheosis of St. Louis, which is the formal name for the statue of King Louis IX atop Art Hill in Forest Park. The Archdiocese of St. Louis said in a statement yesterday that King Louis IX is, quote, an example of an imperfect man who strived to live a life modeled after the life of Jesus Christ. Hundreds gathered in downtown Columbia yesterday for another Black Lives Matter rally. KBIA's Rebecca Smith has the story.
Much like the previous rally, the event included first aid tents, water stations, individuals passing out masks and hand sanitizer, and a voter registration booth. Christopher Watkins Jr. is one of the organizers and says the crowd was not as large as the last event, but there are still lots of ways the community can stay involved, even when not at organized events.
I would say to build a relationship with people that you don't normally talk to. Put differences aside, you know, not just race, but gender, career, things like that.
The event included speeches from community members, the singing of songs like A Change is Gonna Come, and a march through downtown Columbia. The crowd knelt for 8 minutes and 46 seconds, during which organizer Marquez Smith spoke about victims of police violence. Smith says he's not worried about the movement losing steam.
I had new volunteers that came out and that helped, and so I don't think it's dying down at all. If anything, more people are coming to support. So whether it's 5 people outside, whether it's 10 people, whether it's 500 people, or whether it's 1,000 people, 2,000 people, the message is still getting across.
Smith adds that members of the People's Defense, who organized the event, have been communicating with local officials and are working to set up a meeting with the police department on how they can move the community forward. I'm Rebecca Smith, KBIA News.
And I'm Trevor Hook, KBIA News, Columbia.